Good evening, one and all. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Tonight we continue in our 23rd year of broadcasting, presenting roots music Southern style with episode number 904. We have a very special guest this evening. All our guests are special, but tonight particularly so. Her name is Ashley Ray. Her debut single from her first album, Beauty Queen, was released at the end of September in 2018. This song emphasizing the importance of loving oneself instead of looking to someone else to fill the void created a buzz and captured hearts of many all around the world. She's captured our hearts as well here at Red Barn, and we're glad to have her here with us tonight. Ashley Ray and Deep Nourished Roots.
Of Rastafari from now beyond space and time. May we give thanks to all the indigenous people who once ruled this land from near, far. Rastafari bringing love, peace in the name of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I, and her divine balance, Empress Menenai, sealing the Trinity in Rastafari. Nourishing the roots of Ionai spirit, Ionai soul, we give thanks to bring the word sound power to each and every person throughout this time, throughout this space. May the Most High bless each and every ones and ones tuning in to this word sound power here now. In this time, I, Rastafari, Rastafari,
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Ashley Iray's soulful voice and uplifting messages bring joy and positivity to audiences everywhere and at a time when we can all use it. While Ashley Iray is currently working on an album with French producer and sound man Jalex, tonight she has come here all the way from Miami to Kentucky to perform for you with the reggae band Deep Nourished Root, with many of the members being from right here in Lexington, actually. Welcome to Red Barn Radio, to what I know will be a great evening of music and conversation with Ashley Iray and Deep Nourished Roots.
Each and every one of you will recognize this song. A new big Celine Dion song, if you don't recognize that, A New Day Has Come. Give thanks, Red Barn family. Yes, big up Deep Nourish Roots, big up Tall Sound. You know, big up Imar Shepherd alongside I and I.
Ashley, I would love for you to start by talking about your musical path.
So really, it always began with singing. I mean, from the age of 5, you know, I'm walking around the house with a hairbrush singing, you know. I was that type of youth. So, but yes, it started at that age, and then it also began in church as I went to Christian church.
And this was in Florida?
No, I was actually born and raised in Southern California.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yes, I was born like in LA area. Yeah, you know, going to Christian church and then being raised in Christian elementary school, I was constantly, you know, having the privilege to be able to sing in church and sing in school, you know, and that's really where it started for me. So always very spiritual, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. That takes you into your teen years. You're in Southern California. Are you there as a high school student?
Yes, yeah, okay. I also went there. And I had a great music teacher in high school. His name is Bill Peterson. I'm pretty sure he's still there. So much patience that man has. Well, that high school was known in the area. It was called El Dorado High School. And it was known in the area to have like a really great music, you know, program because of him, because he put so much of his heart and soul into it. You know, I would be performing solos constantly as every time they had like a show for every season, you know. And then as I came out of high school, when I turned like around 18, I would say that's probably when I started doing some recording, but not quite yet entering the music industry per se.
And what kind of recording were you doing? Was it this style of music?
It was more like R&B, what you call Motown, and also like some country as well, like Martina McBride and stuff like that. That was more when I was like 14, I would say. Yeah, so I do have like a wide variety of music under my roots.
Yeah.
The Honorable, the great Robert Nesta Marley. For you, life was precious and sacred. You were humanist at its finest. We miss you and we love you. Rest in Zion.
Been so amazing, even in death.
And at what point in time did you gravitate toward this music?
Toward reggae music, yeah. I found reggae music first when I was 16, and it really started with, you know, artists like Marcia Griffiths, Judy Mowat, Bob Marley, of course, Peter Tosh. I was a big lover of Peter Tosh. And so I found it around that time. I didn't start embracing it until I myself had a massive spiritual awakening, because I went through a lot of near-death experiences growing up, just due to the lifestyle that I was living and the struggles and things like this that I went through. When I had that awakening, it was like in 2012. That was the initial like icebreaker, but it was just like scratching the surface.
Was that spiritual awakening for you, Ashley, did that represent for you sort of a drastic departure from the sort of faith community that you grew up with?
Yeah, because, you know, religion can be kind of, in the way that it's brought forth by Babylon, so to speak, it can be very controlling. You know, it can be very segregatory as well. I was able to find the connection to the Most High within my spirit. And when I had the awakening, the best way I can explain it is I just came back to the sense of self-love, the finally feeling self-love. And understanding that that came from this higher power within myself. From that point forward, it just expanded and grew and evolved. And as I evolved, you know, as we continue to grow on the journey of life, as it evolved, I became to gravitate towards yoga, meditation, roots and culture, African rhythm, like deep in my soul. You know, as I am born in America, but I have also lived in Jamaica. And during the times that I have been living in Jamaica, especially during the longer period I was there, right, for about a year, I met this amazing artist named Imar Shepherd. Yes, from Kingston, Jamaica. And what struck me about him the most was that, you know, he works so hard like I do, you know, and it takes hard work in the music to really continue to soar. So this was the first song that we put out together called Cycles of Life that we'll share with you now.
The balance in line, yeah. Income rain, then sun.
Mentors who sort of ushered you into a deeper understanding of a faith that was sort of in contrast with the one you grew up with?
There were some mentors here and there, but it was just my embodiment of the energy that I was understanding in myself. There was definitely some great mentors along the way, especially as I started traveling more, especially as I started traveling to Jamaica. Definitely took a lot of wisdom and knowledge from just observing elders there. Certain elders, I think, that really made a big impact on me. One that is not alive anymore, Dr. Sebi, great elder that. And we have ones and ones like Prophai, Queen Nani. She was a great revolutionist in Jamaica. So yeah, there was, and then of course, His Imperial Majesty and Empress Menenai. I started to really understand their works and understand the consciousness that took to create that change in the world, you know.
Was your decision to go to spend some time in Jamaica driven by your desire to gain a deeper understanding of the music, faith, or how they are sort of intertwined?
Definitely had to do with that. But my first journey to Jamaica was actually for a Kemetic yoga teacher training. I had already gone through a different yoga teacher training. I had already been teaching yoga for like 3 years prior to that. But that's where I arrived, and that's more of an African-rooted style of yoga. And then from there, I just kept going, of course, because of the music and, you know, making different connections with people along the way in the industry.
And you met Aimar there.
Yes.
Anything is possible, yeah. You know.
back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style. We'll be right back.